program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
This is a test. This is a test of the 15-year-old Panasonic handheld recorder. This is only a test.
Okay, the following is for reference only.
Jacques Dreamer. dark.
Yay!
Just like amorous. And speaking of Doc Ellis, I feel if I had my way, I'd see to it he earns his stethoscope.
Yay!
Yay! Or at least his proctoscope.
Whatever. Anyway, we got someone, Dr. Bud Bladder. He needs a stethoscope too on my holiday wish list.
I got a sigmoidoscope for him. It's a used one I got out of Lance. I think it'll still work.
That's fine.
Are you talking about that barbed wire sigmoidoscope?
Yeah, my first movie is going to be shot in sigmoidoscope.
Isn't that hilarious, Sam? Anyway, over the years we've had other people from the Church of Self-Genius.
Yeah, like some of them are going to get out of jail soon.
Well, one of them, I wish was here, Brother Rex.
Rex divorced me.
Oh, no.
He left me in the lurch, although I beg he shan't take me back.
Oh, no, and it's up to me to demand that.
Yes, you should go work on him.
Anyway, and Papa Joe Mama, I miss him so. Well, hello, officer. What brings you to our show?
Here's your ride.
I'm grateful for the police escort.
That was the most arch laugh I've ever heard you make.
Thank you.
Put a hand for Danger Woman. Yay!
I'm Pisces. And
another piece.
And Pisces.
Priestess. Yes. I'm Doctors Wankers for Bob, which is a subset of the Church of the Subgenius. And the only thing that I ever ask of any one of our members, besides being a member of the Church of the Subgenius, is to simply wank more. Wank, masturbate, jack off, jill off, play with yourself, spank the monkey, play pocket pool, whatever it takes to get off. Because that is slack. Woo! It's not the only slack. Don't get me wrong. There are thousands upon thousands of types of slack, more than we would even begin to go into here. And I'm not going to lessen the value of the other types of slack. Winning the lottery is slack. And I will say that wanking is nothing close to that, but, well, maybe. I've had some...
I've had some million-dollar experiences.
How often do you spank your monkey?
Well, I don't have a monkey to spank, but I do jill it.
Every woman has a little monkey to spank, and every man has...
No, that's a little man on a boat.
I won't argue that.
And you're rowing to shore.
I won't argue that.
I should say at least once a day. I recommend everybody doing it at least once a day. If you have an available partner and are already getting off in other ways, then maybe it's not as necessary, but you should do it, in that case, you should do it at least once a week. Main thing is that women don't do it enough, and ladies, you really should.
I'm safe.
You really should be doing it. Well, that's Susan. But the reason being is that if you do not pet Miss Kitty, how do you know what will make her purr?
Justify, sister! Hear, hear!
Praise Connie!
Praise Connie? Yes.
Hail that mighty bitch.
Connie masturbates quite a bit. But Connie's got the spectral, electromagnetic, space, super purple dildo of Connie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's the most... I have a replica, but I don't have the real thing, you know, because we... I mean, even Susie thinks it's a real thing.
Is everybody on the same page here about Connie?
That's for Connie and others to share.
I'm sure you're familiar with the Georgia Penal Code.
Yes, you're welcome to start now. If you'd like, you can even come up on the stage and start.
I'm sure you're going
to the hell too.
And I'll be coming up behind you.
Or if you feel uncomfortable. comfortable about it, there's a little corner over there. You'll still be able to hear everything, but you can go
ahead. If you felt uncomfortable about it, you wouldn't be here.
It's true.
Now, we are assuming that everybody in here has a clue what the hell we're talking about. No. Is there anybody in here that doesn't know who Bob is or what the subgeniuses are or any of that that will openly admit it? Which is cool.
Well, there's me.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah,
you always have to make sure that you don't have some wayward pink wander in from outside, and they don't have a clue going on about the town if they get slapped over the head a few times with a double-headed look. And we're going to start wondering what's going on.
I like that one, but you know, I think I kind of like my delivery, like I like my drinks stiff.
So, you see, because every time we sit down on a coffee chair, it's down.
Are you molesting the children again?
No.
I'm not molesting, I'm enlisting. Enlisting. Enlisting is very close to us.
We're going to start coming around with a subgenius communion now, which involves you signing a waiver. Taking the body of Dobbs. The blood of Dobbs, either control or experiment.
Please win as well.
And then you will receive your tinfoil hat to make sure that you're safe. And then, if you're brave enough, you'll receive your free CD. So we're just going to be moving around the room during all of this, doing that. All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, for God's sake, a little bit more than that.
Any gross noises, no matter how intriguing.
Sounds like my hotel room.
That's what I
mean. Number one, you must make noise. Noise!
Well, yes, I guess we should start this off with a traditional moment of sacred noise. Yay! From the Adam's apple on down, and the Eve's apple. Or as they call it, the Adam's dome.
It's all this fine print.
So now that we have begun the audience participation part of this panel, while we are doing so, we would like to know, is there anyone out here that's, number one, specifically would like to testify? Have any comments that you'd like to make? I mean, this is audience participation. I mean, we're up here making the asses out of ourselves. We expect you guys to do a little bit of the same.
Dominate.
Yeah, if you can make the asses out of us, come on.
Bunch of pinks. Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Thank you. Well, you can
right down here in front.
I'm a subgenius and I want a rant. I've had plenty of that.
Just about all of
daring to even come in and seeing our glory. Ha! My clench, the clench of name on request. I don't even let some geniuses in.
Oh!
Much less you geeks.
I'm no geek. I'm too cute to be a geek. She's
I mean,
all baby.
You're too cute to be a geek, so.
But geeks are cute.
Yes. Geeks can be cute or they can be ugly. It depends on whether they think they're $30 or not.
I find geeks.
Thank you for coming. Hope you've been enlightened. Now go outside and show everybody your ass. Literally.
I think that's going to happen when you ask them.
I'm not in charge yet.
Something happened during the blackout in New York City. I don't know if anybody was aware of it. There was a strange phone caller that called to Ted Koppel and said he was Bob Dobbs with the New York Transit Authority. He was there live to give everybody advice about what to do during the blackout.
A miracle!
And he told everybody to stay in their car, in the subway cars and so forth. And then he said, everyone should go to thankyoufortakingmycall.com and check out the instructional videos that were being presented on the website. And Ted Koppel had no idea what he was talking about, and he said, Bob, I don't understand what you're saying. I thought everybody was leaving the subway cars. He said, Ted, I don't think you're listening to me. I'm telling everyone to go to thankyoufortakingmycall.com. Repeated this phrase four times until he was finally hung up on by ABC and Ted Koppel. And if you go to this website, you'll find that there's a collection of video pranks, calls into various television shows and things like that. There's a tape that I happen to have got and received in the mail. It was $5 I paid for the tape. And it has, it's loaded with hilarious prank phone calls to
television.
They're almost all by Bob, because they don't usually ask for your full name. But it contains the Ted Koppel goof, and I suggest everybody should go and check that out.
You have been hearing, of course, about what's been happening in the New York City subway system. And I believe that I have Bob Dobbs, who is with the New York Transit Authority, with us. Mr. Dobbs, can you hear me?
Hello, Ted. Are you there?
I'm here. You tell me where you are and what you can tell me about what's going on or what's not going on.
It's an honor to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call.com. We would ask, we're down in the subway tunnels, we would ask everyone to remain in the cars until the power is restored. All drivers should cut their power until instructed by their supervisors to restore that power. Things are quite chaotic as you would imagine there, Ted.
Wait a second. I understand what you're saying, and I wish I could think that what you were telling me was somehow getting to those people. How are you getting information to them? They obviously can't watch television, can't hear it on the radio at the moment. How are you conveying this information?
We have a wireless radio telepathic system set up for communication with those drivers. We use interconnecting radios and so forth. Once the power is restored, I would ask everyone, and pretty much everyone in the town, if possible, to log on to thankyoufortakingmycall.com, and that way they can get instructional video and audio clips and various things to help them through the state of emergency. If people begin to wander around the tunnels, they may uncover certain reserved areas where, for example, Beauty and the Beast might be waiting there. But we want to make sure that everyone logs on to thankyoufortakingmycall.com during the period of time after the blackout. Immediately get onto that site and download the video and audio clip as an instructional measure.
Yeah, all of that sounds a little bit pie in the sky at the moment. What are people supposed to do at the moment? You're talking about people staying on the trains. We've been hearing the Transit Authority workers have been escorting people off the trains. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, isn't it?
Well, that's correct. That's correct, Ted. And I'm afraid that the problem here is that you're not listening to me very closely. What I'm asking is everyone to log on to thankyoufortakingmycall.com when with power...
Heck, I'm losing you, mister. Mr. Dobbs, I'm afraid I'm losing you. And no, I did hear what you're saying, that people have computers and access to power. Once it comes back on again, I heard you and they have heard you. And I thank you very much for joining us. I'm going to interrupt our conversation because joining us now is the mayor of...
Well, the things from my kids.
jello pudding.
Oh my goodness.
About the bullshit that you see before you right now?
What about the bullshit you experience your everyday life? Does anyone have a...
Which bullshit?
Alright, yeah. Alright, is your listening nudity?
So that we can share it.
Everybody should be.
Everybody should be requesting nudity, that's right. And that includes from you.
Yes, but not everybody should be nude.
Bob ever done for me?
I don't know. You asked the question. What has Bob done for you?
Yeah.
See, that's the question.
Bob is offering you eternal salvation. What else do you need? Eternal salvation or triple your money back. You can't get that from the Catholics.
Yeah.
You can't get that from the Jews.
Try to get
back. Yeah, try to get anything back when you call the Muslims for eternal salvation.
I continually ask Bob for smiting upon my enemies. Has Bob ever revealed no? Oh no.
Bob's not here to smite your enemies. Bob's here to excuse you when you smite your enemies. And if you can't smite your own enemies, you're a poor sampling of some genius.
Smite them all!
Smite a few other people too!
If you look on your membership card, it says something about smiting them!
Smart, pay off your carbon credit card!
You are getting sick of it. But no, I have checked the blank. It says, boy, do you need a lot of support, big boy!
Yeah!
I feel for him because, you know, I went through the phase. You go through a phase where you really don't like Bob. Everyone does. You hate him. You hate him. It's like, you know, everybody's going, praise Bob. You're going, oh, Bob.
Praise Bob right in the colon. Bless you.
Praise him and call him, but do something with him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do something with Bob.
Praise Bob, another miracle. I found this was just on the floor. I looked there, there was nothing before.
You found free stuff.
Yeah, I found free stuff.
And you're attributing it to Bob?
Yeah, to Bob.
Okay,
Bob,
that's fair enough. Bob gave him free stuff.
Free stuff.
Wow. Are you sure about the magic?
But the most important thing that Bob does for anyone is that he tells us to fight the conspiracy in all its myriad ways.
And that's a lot of work.
It's a tremendous amount of work, and it comes in places that people forget about.
I mean, I can masturbate 12 times a day to fight the conspiracy, and it's still not enough.
Have you tried it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, right after September 11th, Wankers for Bob had a wankathon, which was that if we could get enough people to get off at the same time, that the energies of all the subgeniuses getting off at the same time could change the time-space continuum. Unfortunately, we had a screw up because we had Reverend Dr. Lon, who checked in and then didn't check out for 5 hours.
Did someone check the Rex Motel?
Yeah. So, Reverend Dr. Lon messed it up for us by taking 5 hours of time.
I tried that with the Rex Motel. The glue just feels all wrong.
The glue feels wrong?
Yeah, it's all wrong.
I don't like the carpet.
You can only stick it in once.
Not that I personally,
Are we still passing out the goodies?
Oh yeah, pretty soon with the heat in here we'll all be passing out, so it all follows the same theme. But
I actually may be here solely for TNA, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I mean, Susie's running a pretty good racket over there.
Oh yeah.
She's gonna take care of that one pink.
Oh yeah. And hopefully Gil's gonna take care of her.
Yeah. Are we passing out love? Y'all managed, no.
Oh no, she's got out the cranky already. This is gonna get dangerous.
Susie is.
Everyone make sure to get your tinfoil hat. She's passing out the
cranky. Yeah, you're gonna need your tinfoil hats very soon.
I think this boy's still gonna need a tinfoil ass.
And I think Brother Jacques deserves a picture with me.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes, well, fate's worse than death are gonna be coming up shortly. But the most important thing, and I can't stress this enough, fighting the conspiracy can be done in so many different ways.
Masturbation.
I will point out that most of us, before we find Bob, accrue huge, tremendous amounts of debt just from following the pink, keeping up with everyone else, and getting our little toys, and getting your Palm Pilot, and paying your rent on the credit card, and all the other things.
And sex toys aren't cheap.
Sex toys are definitely not cheap.
They're not cheap.
I want to remind everyone, bankruptcy is always an option for fighting the conspiracy, because if you owe $1,000, that's your fault. If you've racked up over $100,000 worth of credit card debt, that's the bank's fault.
Yeah!
Yeah! Remember that when you spend your little $200 to file out a little form, and 3 months later just walk away from this mountain of debt, praise Bob.
Exactly.
Two bankruptcies! Yeah!
Tinfoil hat.
Maybe I'll just attach your wrist to your ankle.
Oh. Okay. Is this position number 47 or 38?
You won't get into any.
It depends on when she uses the face. Oh, Max.
Oh, yeah. But did you?
I'll be back. My friend.
Well, I was wondering where the prairie squid was, but then I realized that probably no one in here could you beat one. I mean, have you ever tried to debeak a prairie squid?
Are you guys passionate around?
I could, but it takes a while for my tongue to grow back.
It's a hard thing to do.
But we're willing to try. We're done like a nut to solve everything we do is ours.
Well, I know I can take the edge off for him.
Cranky!
He's
still going to be safe.
In the third world of breakfast foods, there's something called cranky. Cranky is made up of gravel hard nuggets of some sort of mashed up pork and flake crap. With a waxy pseudo chocolate that does everything it can to repel the milk. The cranky never gets soft. The cranky just kind of sits there with your mouth.
Unfortunately for you, the dispensation of the cranky is mostly a visual gag.
Thank you.
Your time for boogie, boogie, boogie.
Thank you for taking my call. There was talk recently of extracting DNA from the Shroud of Turin in hopes that they could clone Jesus Christ. I do not think this is a good idea, because if that was done and a man was raised in such a way he could take over the world with his mind control and with his laser beams.
Yeah, I never thought of that whenever we thought about this question.
Yeah, that's a whole nother deck. That's amazing.
Are we going to go back to the beginning?
Well, I'm looking back over there hoping somebody would take you, because nobody wants to see my tits and ass. Trust me. I mean, although I do have a C cup going here. Hey.
And I noticed, like me and just about most every other male subgenus, we have the Buddha-like one-pat going.
That's right.
Some pigs think they need to have six-pack abs. The subgenus learned that one-pack is good enough.
That's right.
Oh, is it your turn to write dirty stuff on the board?
Oh, we should, We should have the new P.O. walks up here. The church has moved. They finally had so many parking tickets that they fled in different areas. Some went to Austin, and Stang went to Cleveland. So, the sacred P.O. box
I don't know. We didn't get off planet in 98. We don't have the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer anymore for the most blessed ritual. And now they move the sacred P.O. box.
And can you imagine?
But my faith is strong.
Why would Arnold Palmer get mad? I mean, it's very flattering to have your head launched on a regular basis in a sacred ceremony. I mean, that would speak volumes to my heart if someone would launch it.
Somebody ripped off your head and tossed it around the car.
He didn't mind for the longest time. It wasn't really until it exploded that he stopped that.
What, his head exploded?
Oh yeah,
Mayor was supposed to blow it up on next day, but the head had a stick of dynamite shoved up it. And in the middle of the fireworks display before the head launching ceremony, the head launched itself. Which, that's probably it was listening to you.
People were busy stumping and... You know, that neck stump is one of the most fragile things.
You know.
You got to be delicate with when you're using the neck stump.
There's a lot of people who have been going to town with the neck stumps lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, I remember the old days where we would just use, I don't know, old jawbones, but now they're going with the neck stump. It's a real messy procedure.
Well, it may be. I mean, I'll agree with them. It's satisfying as all get out.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful with your neck stump.
Well, you have to be of the way of Bob and not of the way of Con.
Well,
I mean, that was the great thing about prairie squid.
Oh yeah.
Squid. The squid is why I joined this church.
Yeah.
It was disappointing. Although it turned out afterwards it wasn't really a prairie squid. It was the cunning prairie squid named the Mississippi Delta squid. And that meant I'd been raped. But at that point, I'd had so much fun, I wasn't going to bitch about it.
Who cares? Do you remember the first moment that Connie, you know, sort of came to you in the night and went, "Hey girl,
the bitch cleaned me out of all my pills."
Yeah, we were going to bring some of Bob's pills by, but it turned out that it's difficult to get that past the Transportation Security Authority.
You should try to get a prairie squid through an airport screener.
Oh yeah. I mean, I tried getting one.
I just gave up. You know, like, look, here, just take it. You know.
I don't have much.
I tried using one of those pet carriers too. It didn't work.
Yeah, they don't get it on the pet carrier either. Yeah, prairie squids are a problem.
Yeah, the low level radiation just still triggers everything.
It throws off those detectors too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they caught the prairie squid, but they didn't catch the rocket launcher.
What would you, if you were to ask one question to Bob Dobbs?
Yeah.
What would that question be?
Why? How come you keep getting up after I kill you?
Good question. Good question. Bob cannot die because his heart doctor's teaching. Bob was not baptized, so Bob cannot go. Well, for obvious reasons to Christian heaven. He usually winds up getting sent to Christian hell. And every time he can't resist, he's got to go up with the devil's wife. And so he winds up getting kicked out of hell. So it leads him in a great situation where he can die.
Could it be Janet Reno or Martha Stewart?
We could really kill Bob every day, every moment of every day.
We could kill Bob right now. Where did he go?
Where is he?
He left.
He's like the wind. I mean, yeah, that was really weird. I didn't even know he'd leave.
I did.
Trying to nail down Bob is like trying to nail a Mark II moonbeam.
Another point to be made is that there is no subgenius doctrine because all doctrine is false.
Yeah, everything we tell you is full of crap.
Yeah.
But
everything you hear is full of crap, which is why it's right.
And if you don't believe us, look around. You're all sitting here. What if we got tinfoil on your heads?
Don't you open.
Yeah.
Just don't wink a lot. Wink all you want. As a matter of fact, I implore you to wink tonight. Because, okay, every time the subgenius winks,
no,
Looney's little sand
coming in late.
They could get tinfoil hats.
Every time the subgenius gets off in whatever method, it lets out energy that actually works like a wave and really screws with things. You know, most true mutants are born because two subgeniuses were born.
Yeah, well, let me move around so I can.
And the energy. And trust me, there's a Reverend Floyd. Reverend Floyd, six fingers on both hands.
They were built before.
That's the power.
There we go.
Has every.
Yeah.
Oh, that's moving so slowly.
It takes a lot of time to spread this out.
When you have a dirty mind, it always brings out on your glasses.
When you have a dirty mind, you should be a subgenius. Because we're the only people who are going to encourage you to have a dirty mind.
You have a dirty mind when you're a pink boy?
I mean...
When you're a pink boy and you have a dirty mind, you're put down. People cast you aside. People say, oh, he's got a dirty mind.
And I go,
pink boy.
When you're a subgenius, I go, wow, that's pretty sexy.
We subgeniuses in general, although not me, of course, find with
what is a pen boy?
Pink. But anybody else wants
to
just remember, once you see a sight, you can't unsee it. And this is true. You'll have it and block it out. You'll have it etched on the back of your brain pen for the rest of your life.
That's right. Maybe I shouldn't encourage you.
I love how this broke down. Like all organization failed. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's so slack.
It's very rare that there is a subgenius panel that is truly...
And they're in their own little world with the tinfoil hats.
Trust me, you will see a lot of panels during your stay at Dragon Con. None quite like this.
That's right. That's because subgenii are unique. We are self-amusing people.
Yeah,
SAP is for short.
Man, you got some spare change or something, yo?
Yeah, I got some spare change. But first, let me. I'm sorry, you're in my alley, and I hope you know that, right? This is my alley, and anyone here will tell you that. So, listen, I need to ask you just a very simple question. Will you answer a question for me?
Well, yeah. Give me a quarter. I'll do anything you want.
All right. I'll find your quarter after you answer this question. The question is as follows. What did you do with my tinfoil hat? Without it, I don't even know where I'm at. They're beaming messages into my head. I know you think it's funny, but I'll wind up dead when they send the bugs to get under my skin. Without my helmet, they're sure to get in. They follow me around every day, poisoning my food with gamma rays. They made me do it, I didn't wanna. They made me do it, I want my mama. They made me do it, I didn't wanna. They made me do it, I want my mama. They planted triggers deep inside of my brain, and if I try to fight, then I'll go insane. And there's the ritual satanic abuse, and the secret drugs they put in my juice. The same ones who make me take pills and then subject me to subliminals. So what did you do with my tinfoil hat? Without it, I don't even know where I'm at. They're out to get me, please make them stop. They're out to get me, even the cops. They're out to get me, especially the cops. They're out to get me, please make them stop. It all started when I was in the Gulf War. I think I was in the Gulf War. I was in the desert, and there were loud sounds. My feelings started humming. They were moving, they were undulating. They were undulating inside my head, and it hurt me so. And I started screaming, make him stop, make him stop. And everyone just looked at me funny. I know, it's strange. There were people in the desert, but they were there. You don't believe me. Why are you? Hey, come back here. Come back here. What are you looking at? Don't you look at me. They're out to get me. They know who I am. Got my dog talking like the son of Sam's. I didn't wanna, they made me do it. They made me shoot him, me shoot him, me shoot him, me shoot him.
I was a Republican from Memphis. Good morning.
I clearly told the screener I was calling a nigger, thank you.
I'm sorry?
Not Memphis. I thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And are you Republican?
Well, yes, sir. I'm undecided on this issue.
Right.
Initially, I think the war against the robots may not be such a good idea. Some of them are friendly, in fact, and some perform a helpful function in society. However, I do fear the robots. I don't think they can be trusted.
The robots?
Yes, sir.
And who are the robots?
Well, they're the mechanical creatures that are put here on this earth to perform functions for us human beings.
And who puts them on the earth?
Well, I thought it was the space aliens.
Okay. And if it's not?
Well, then it could be a deity or some other form of life that we're unable to comprehend.
Can you give us one example of a robot?
Well, there's the one on Battlestar Galactica. With the light that goes back and forth.
Okay.
And,
all right. Germantown, Maryland, Democrat. Why are you undecided about the war?
I say goodbye!
No!
What I think you want me to do is encore. I think I know. Let me do two shy. Bell air, too shy.
Right.
Father medicine falls short to your complaints. hush, hush, I tomorrow your two shy shy. 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 Hush, hush, your two shy shy. Hush, hush, I tomorrow your two shy shy. Hush, hush, I tomorrow your two shy shy. Hush, hush, I to run, you're too shy, shy, hush, hush.
Your wide eyes, your inability to stomach their brand of bullshit, then very uncomfortable, and comfort is their first priority, while our first priority, of course, is they may be reluctant to part with it. And why wouldn't they? For all of us to sell slack to everyone. Hell, look at Pink Boys have green money. Are you going to spend your life grovelling at the feet of your inferior masters? J.R. Paul Phillips is the hand and feet, the finest delicacy in the world. And it does not taste like chicken. Compare the models. Ours ends with an orgy of free slack. Theirs ends with a pathetic Christ-eating of good girl. It's your choice, but be aware. They can't stand the sport we make of the cross they bear. So they hunt us for our murder. Well, as you've already heard, we have a saying in this church about that. There's the lesser bill of rule number 2A. Sometimes we follow them anyway. I'm not the Politico Institute. Thank you very much.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box 204206, Austin, Texas 78720-4206. Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com. Another fine Lymph Node production!
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Or
a shout out at mp3.com/LNI.
Or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541, Marietta, Georgia 30066-0126. Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
It should be painfully obvious by now that the world as we know it won't last too much longer.
And what are you going to do about it?
Going to work or school? Coming home? Goofing around?
What will happen to your routine when it all comes down at once?
Don't you feel responsible for trying to help this endangered planet?
No.
Good!
Mom can show you that
the fact is, it's too late.
Things are going to hell on a fast train, and about the only thing you
can do about it is to just sit back and watch the show.
But remember,
the end of the world may be much worse and take much longer than you thought.
Will you be ready?
Will you still
be sane enough to laugh?
When that which must come to pass comes to pass?
Yes! And J.R. Bob Dobbs can show you how. The Hour of Slack, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.